In the news this week, the government has used the King's speech to announce its intention to bring forward legislation on banning conversion therapy. The Christian Institute has called on the Culture Secretary to prioritise gambling reform. And an Anglican education charity is criticised for its woke pro-LGBT guidance. Hello. The government has included a ban on so-called conversion therapy in the King's speech, which lays out its legislative agenda for this parliamentary session. At the state opening of Parliament, King Charles announced a draft bill will be brought forward to ban conversion practices. Prior to the general election, Labour promised to include a full trans-inclusive ban on conversion practices, while some LGBT activists have long been pushing for a ban to include prayer, preaching and pastoral conversations which do not affirm LGBT lifestyles. The Christian Institute has warned that such a broad ban would threaten gospel freedom and would criminalise the ordinary work of churches. Acting Director Kieran Kelly spoke to Premier Christian Radio about some of the complexities of legislating in such a controversial area.
If it's badly worded or it's vaguely worded, is likely to interfere with the right to private family life, likely to interfere with religious freedom. We've had a number of legal opinions from on a variety of suggestions about how this might be done, and from a variety of top human rights lawyers, and they've all been very, very consistent in what they've said, which is it's highly likely that anything that's come up with is going to breach our European Convention on Human Rights. That's likely to open it up to a legal challenge. We have said consistently that a broad ban is something that we will challenge in the courts.
The Christian Institute has called on the government to prioritise gambling reform for the sake of those exploited by betting companies. Kieran Kelly wrote to Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy asking her to increase restrictions on gambling marketing, to hold the industry to account for the exposure of under-18s to gambling, and to impose a strict limit on online stakes. He explained that gambling has become an all-pervasive part of life in modern Britain, leaving a trail of personal and social chaos in its wake. The odds are stacked against those who try to escape or avoid it. Algorithms on social media force gambling adverts on those likely to respond. There is no escape from the endless incentives and 24/7 casino in your pocket. Welcoming the government's manifesto pledge to reform gambling regulation, Mr. Kelly also warned there is too much of the Wild West about the UK's current gambling laws. The time to act is now. An Anglican education charity has been criticised for draft guidance that requires schools to promote LGBT ideology. In its anti-bullying proposals, the National Society urges Church of England schools to embrace the idea that sex is assigned at birth, that gender is a cultural construct, and that biological reality is an outdated idea. The Institute's Head of Education, John Denning, joins me now. John, what do you make of this guidance?
Well, it's based on a particular kind of social justice approach that's all about which groups in society are oppressed, which groups have power. It's actually the first in a whole series of volumes of guidance on bullying, but they will all be focused on the protected characteristics in the Equality Act. Evidence shows some children are bullied on that sort of basis, but children are also bullied because of appearance or academic achievement, etc. Those things get a brief mention in the introduction, but then they're ignored because they don't fit the narrative. Its legal starting point is the Equality Act, but it ignores schools' duty of care to all pupils. All this leads to a skewed approach which risks harming children. It threatens to silence the expression of any other view, and it ignores specific provisions of the Equality Act intended to prevent this happening. The CAS review said the importance of what happens in schools cannot be underestimated, and commented how in medicine there'd been an emphasis on a social justice approach rather than an evidence-based approach. Well, this guidance does the same thing. It risks harming children, misleading them, shutting down the expression of any other view. It's just a draft and it's out for consultation until the end of July. So especially those who are connected to a Church of England school can respond on the Church of England website.
Thanks, John. And finally, the Health Secretary has indicated that a temporary ban on puberty blockers could be made permanent. The experimental drugs were put on pause until September by former Health Secretary Victoria Atkins in response to the CAS review. Her successor Wes Streeting says he intends to keep the ban in place. Trans activist groups have criticised the ban and launched a judicial review. Susie Green, former chief executive of controversial trans activist group Mermaids and community director for notorious clinic Gender GP, accused Streeting of putting trans kids at risk by continuing this murderous ban. But the health secretary said, "Our approach will continue to be informed by Dr. Cass's review, which found there was insufficient evidence to show puberty blockers were safe for under 18s. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.